Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday to you on this gorgeous Thursday, August 18th, 2022. And I say that because it's another week of Del Mar coming today. Racing resumes today. First post at 2 o'clock. First post Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. But remember that the post time has been shifted to 3 p.m. on Fridays. So keep that in mind, 3 o'clock tomorrow. So I guess we go from 4 o'clock Friday to 3 o'clock Friday. That used to be their little jingle. But nonetheless, there's still some exciting racing out there. Not a bad card today. In all honesty, and of course, today's the big day. Our Eddie's VIP play goes today, so I'll tell you, there's still time. Get on board and get that purchased, because it is a very, very good play, and we're looking for good things to come in that race, so keep that in mind. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com if you haven't already done so. However, you can still get, of course, our regular daily plays, which are always available every racing day. So good luck to you, and let's cash some tickets today out at Del Mar. All right, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are coming into today. We have Juan Hernandez still leading the way with 27 wins from 104 starts at 26%. Umberto Rispoli with 15 wins from 81 starters at 19%. Joe Bravo with 12 wins from 51 starters, 24%. Ramon Vasquez, 10 wins, 94 starters, 11%. And Hector Barrios with 8 wins, 33 starters, 24%. All right, let's turn the page to the trainers. And we have Bob Baffert leading the way with 10 wins from 35 starters at 29%. Doug O'Neill, 10 wins from 71 starters at 14%. Phil D'Amato, 9 wins, 63 starters, 14%. Peter Miller, 9 winners from 62 starters at 15%. And George Papapodromo, 9 wins, 52 starters at 17%. So that is the updated jockey and trainer standings into today. Okay, let's get to it, and let's start looking at the card for today. As normal, there is an 8-race card, and we kick things off with a 5.5-furlong sprint race for maiden claimers, 3-year-olds and upward, and the claiming price here is $20,000. We gave this race a C-plus rating, and our free play comes here in this race, so let's get you started off with a winner. And, of course, it is the outside horse, Peso. Or, actually, not the outside horse. I had a count there. 9. Post 9, Peso. And, you know, you got to always be concerned, guys, when Bob Baffert has a 20,000 maiden claimer. Especially after the first race. Usually, you know, Baffert will give his horses a little bit of time to see, you know, what's going on. Is there anything here, you know, type of thing. You know, can he improve? Will he improve? But this is a special circumstance, and I'll tell you why. Number one, this horse is owned by his wife, Jill. And Baffert, of course, trains it. He gave it a race over the turf course. Bob's no turf trainer. He admits it himself. Finished up the track versus a very promising straight no chaser. He lugged in and just, you know, was overmatched, 12-1, almost 13-1 he went off at. Today is totally different. He's in for 20 tag. They're saying goodbye to this guy. Probably told his wife, hey, let's look for something else for you. And he's dropping in for the 20 tag. Interesting thing is, folks, that you can't ignore these stats. When Baffert throws a saddle over a second-time maiden starter, he hits at 31%. When he drops a horse in from a maiden special weight to a maiden claimer, he hits at 33%. Also, Juan Hernandez shows up to ride. This horse is 4-1 in the morning line. If we see anything near 4-1 in the morning line, I will be all over this son of Pioneer of the Nile. But folks, it ain't going to happen. It's a bad morning line. This horse will get bet. But nonetheless, Peso is the horse that we're going to be betting ourselves. And we suggest you do as well. He looks very live in the first race. The second race is a mile on the dirt. It's a claiming race, $40,000 tag. This is a C-rated race for us. Really not a lot to look at. Interesting horse. You've got a horse shipping in from Churchill Downs, Lord Dragon for Bob Hess on the outside. And then you've got another horse, Colonel's Dark Temper, also shipping in from Churchill Downs. Emerald Downs, Laprino is coming back home. He's been based in Southern California before. So this is a wide open race. We don't really suggest you get too involved in it. We're not going to. But a little bit of an opportunity, if you land on a horse that you like in the second, to use him with Peso in the early double. The third race, 5 furlongs on the turf. This is a maiden special weight for us for California breds, 3-year-olds and up. This is a B-minus race, and the rails are out 30 feet. And we do give a pretty strong push here to our clients in the third race here. With a horse, there's a couple of first timers in here. Let's Acclimate is certainly bred to be a runner. His daddy is Acclimation out of by Unusual Heat, so you've definitely got some turfy breeding there, as well as Colonel John on the bottom side. Easy 4 years, also a first time starter. Silent Heat, a first-time starter, got some Unusual Heat blood in him. And Rafiki, which is 5-1 on the morning line with Doug O'Neill. So this is an interesting race that we're going to get a little bit involved in the third. The fourth race, this is a good time to get lunch. And that's exactly what we told our clients, our paying clients. This is a mile claimer, $20,000. This is a D race for us. We don't get a lot of D's, but when we do, it is usually a reason. This is an impossible race, at least for us anyway. Now, I don't mean to discourage, you know, listeners or clients, just because we don't have an opinion, you know, in a particular race doesn't mean that you might not like, let's say, Lady Protonico, 20-1 in the morning line. I would tell you, hey, go for it, because this is the type of race that's going to produce a upset in the fourth. So again, we're not going to be getting involved, but I don't want to discourage others, you know, from doing the same if you find something that you like. The fifth race, 5.5 furlongs, a maiden claimer. This is for maidens 2 years old, and they're going to be going 5.5 furlongs. This is a B race for us, and again, this is an interesting race. Actually, our best bet of the day comes in the fifth race here for you. Cheers fans, Sam Malone, who of course was the bartender in that series, makes his debut here as the number 3 horse. And then More Tequila, an interesting name here. Bob Baffert, first time starter. Juan Hernandez shows up to ride here. And that is something that I say many times after a bad day at the track, More Tequila. So anyway, interesting race. You've got a few in here also that are coming off of races, debuts over the course, and so interesting. But again, our best bet comes in the fifth. The sixth race, 5 furlongs on the turf, an allowance optional claimer. This is a B race. Interestingly enough, the horse that we liked a lot on opening day is coming back here, and that is the Rail Horse Party Game. We told our clients that this was a sneaky long shot, and he ran third at 36-1, so hopefully people out there had some show money on him that day. This is a wide open race, and we like an absolute whacker here. Yeah, folks, this will make the meet if this, and I'm not... just saying that, but we really do strongly like a horse in here that's double digits in the morning line. So We got our fingers crossed, and it is not our VIP race. So both of those come in. Good Lord. Yeah. It's going to be a late night. The seventh race, 6 furlongs. This is a claiming event for us, $20,000. This is a B-plus race. We really strongly like a horse here in the seventh. So this is a race that we're going to be getting involved in as well. And then finally, in the eighth race, a mile on the turf. This is a maiden special weight for California bred or sired three-year-olds and upward. And we gave this a B race. This is one of those races, folks, where the first thing you look at, 0 for 11, 0 for 7, 0 for 10, 0 for 8, and you start getting discouraged right away. But we found something in here that we like a little bit, and so this is a race as well that we're going to be getting involved in. So all in all, not a bad card today, and we hope that that you participate somehow. Don't forget, the VIP play goes, and folks, this is an exclusive play that only runs once or twice a month, and so we've got some good information on this guy, and we hope that you get in on it with us. Horseracing-selections.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow for Friday. Don't forget, first post at the track on Friday will now be 3 o'clock. And guys, there is a pick six carryover single ticket jackpot today, which starts in the third, and it is now $336,355.48. Hey, cash those tickets today. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow.